I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto I know the same. We tryna make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't wanna hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot.
سلام، حالتون چطوره؟ خوش اومدید به کول تاک. من علی نیکزاد هستم. در پادکست های کول تاک من بعضی وقتا خودم، بعضی وقتا هم با مهمون های خوب و درجه یکی که میارم با شما در مورد زبان انگلیسی، آموزش زبان، فیلم، سریال، گیم و هر چیزی که به نوعی به زبان انگلیسی مرتبط باشه صحبت میکنیم. میتونید ویدیوهای مرتبط با این پادکست رو از طریق پیج اینستاگرام من با آدرس علی نیکزاد افیشل دنبال بکنید. این پادکست روی بستر اپلیکیشن کاست باکس با کیفیت خیلی بالا منتشر میشه و میتونید از طریق اندروید و آی او اس یا از طریق کامپیوتر شخصیتون بهش دسترسی داشته باشید. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of Cool Talk Podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode and the application CastBox. Some good news is we are almost close to 40,000 listens on the application CastBox. A huge shout out to followers and friends who have actually helped us do this. And this entire episode, as you guys can see, I'm doing a solo show, so it's going to be all me. And we are going to be talking about something that a lot of English learners can actually take advantage of. They can hugely take advantage of, especially intermediate level students, upper intermediate ones or high intermediate ones, and also advanced ones. So before we get to it, I want you guys to do something for me. I want you to take a look at the following videos and then guess what the name of these shows are. Let's take a look.
Jackson has been dead for 10 years, and this nigga has two new cases. Back that ass up. I'm gonna take that with the back that ass up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? You got a stupid ass shame, make me laugh that. Make a nigga wanna grab that, on the grab that. I'm sweating in the drawers, yeah. I immediately thought to myself, where were my dogs when I got robbed? Where were my dogs? I run, I go look at that security cameras. I'll be damned if I didn't see four eyes in the closet doing this shit right here. They was looking at the whole thing. You could hear them talking. They was like, God damn, they taking everything. Do you see this? This is ridiculous. They not leaving nothing behind. I'm glad we got our stuff in here. You got your bed, you got your bowl. He gotta get a guard dog. I'm not gonna live like this. This is not safe for us.
Are these shows in Dubai? Who's been to Dubai? Who's been to Dubai? You guys been? Yeah. Dubai, whoever's been there, is back me up on this. They're obsessed with setting records with the tallest building, longest road, everything is. I was there, this one guy goes, Maz, Habibi, this is the roundest building in the world. Wallahi, very round, very round. Look, I'm gone, I'm back, very round this building. He goes, a circle, 360 degrees, this building, 362 degrees.
All right, we're back, and now I know you guys have some clue, you guys have some idea of what I'm talking about. These shows are called stand-up comedy shows, and the history goes back to the 19th century. Mark Twain, the famous American writer, he was actually the first person, or he was among the first, who did stand-up comedies. They were pretty much like comic lectures, right? He toured the country and he did those stand-up comedy shows, and then
Little by little, a lot of people tried doing this, people with talent, people who thought they had something to say and they could have said it. And those who could have actually said it in a funny way, they wanted to do it. So stand-up comedy, that's how it all started. Now, a very good tool for language learners, those who want to learn language, is watching and listening to stand-up comedies, because it's got some amazing elements in it. The first one is the fun part. Stand-up comedy shows, they're usually so much fun, and you can learn a lot from them. And the second thing is, there is a lot of language in it. There's a lot of language in it. You can learn a lot of vocabulary items, you can learn a lot of grammar, and also it helps with the pronunciation, and that's a huge advantage that watching stand-up comedies has. It helps with the pronunciation, especially if the person that you're listening to or the person you're watching has a beautiful accent. Like Louis C.K., a very famous comedian, right? Louis C.K., he's a very famous comedian. And he's been doing it for a while now. He's been writing for SNL and he's been doing his own solo shows. And it's amazing. And it's amazing, a lot of things, how much you can actually learn from these guys. I myself, my favorite is George Carlin. You guys might have heard of him. یکی از قوی ترین و بهترین استندآپ کمدین های آمریکایی که فکر میکنم سال 2008 فوت کرد. George Carlin, amazing guy, such an amazing person. And I learned a lot from him. So, I was talking about the elements. It's so much fun to watch. And the second thing is the language. You'll learn a lot of language. And the third thing is that there are many themes. There are many topics and subjects that you can talk about. Like some of them, like George Carlin, he is interested in U.S. politics. George Carlin used to keep criticizing American politicians and the status quo. He just loved to challenge the status quo. That's what George Carlin did. And because politics is my area of interest, I used to watch George Carlin do it many, many, many hours. And I love doing it. I love watching those stand-up comedy episodes. Also, I find someone like Louis C.K., doing some shows regarding social issues and a lot of other matters. He talks about so many different things, and they are all so much fun to listen to. We also have some other people, like Ellen DeGeneres. Some of you guys might have heard of her. She is famous for the show she has, The Ellen Show. But what you guys may not know is that Ellen DeGeneres, before doing her show, she was a stand-up comedian. She used to do a lot of comedy shows, and she did a lot of solo tours all around the world. And her comedy is also amazing, and it can crack you up, it can make you laugh a lot. Ellen DeGeneres, Louis C.K., George Carlin. We also have Pete Davidson. His comedy style, it's actually not my type. I don't like that kind of comedy and the way he tells jokes. But you may find him interesting as well. Pete Davidson, he is also in SNL, Saturday Night Live. Who else? Let's take a look. Kevin Hart. He is this super funny black dude, and you guys can't help but laugh and laugh and laugh when you watch his comedies, when you watch his shows. Amazing. Super amazing. Kevin Hart just finished watching one of his shows. It's called The Irresponsible Tour. Yeah. It's called The Irresponsible Tour. And what I loved about the show was Kevin Hart. He is so energetic. So energetic. He's this little black dude who's got so much energy. And he can actually crack you up. You know, he can definitely crack you up. So definitely do that. Let's take a look at some scenes that I've cut out from their shows. And then we'll be back again.
No, we used the word retarded in the 70s. We used it to identify people who were retarded. It wasn't controversial. It wasn't like, he's retarded. It was like, he is retarded. This fellow right here is retarded, right? I told you, yes, you're still retarded. He is retarded.
need to see what my son has been talking about on his goddamn phone. It's irresponsible on my part as a parent to not know what's on my son's phone. I go through the phone, people, I realize I don't have the code. I don't got the thumbprint, the face ID, nothing. So I got to go back to this little nigga and ask him to put the goddamn code in the phone. Put the code in the phone so I can see what you've been talking about. Straight face, my son said, nah, man, I ain't gonna do it. What? Boy, put the code in the phone before I punch you in the fucking throat. That's what I said. I said that. He took off running.
So we're back. Welcome back again, guys. So what we're going to do now is talk about how stand-up comedians can actually help us learn English. یکی از بهترین ویژگی‌هایی که دیدن استندآپ کمدی داره اینه که زبانی که به ما یاد میده کاملا ریسنت هستش. یعنی راجع به وقایع و اتفاقاتی هست که الان در حال حاضر داره اتفاق میفته. مثلا اگه شوهایی رو ببینید که مال چند سال اخیره، مثلا شوهایی که 2015، 16، 18، 20 و اگه خیلی اخیر باشه که راجع به دقیقاً مسائلی که همون موقع دارن اتفاق میافتن، شما میتونید باشون کچ اپ بکنید. مثلا اگه یه استندآپ کمدی ببینید که در سال 2022 اتفاق افتاده، you'll probably hear a lot about COVID-19, right? Or you'll probably hear a lot about war or stuff like that. So بهترین نکته‌ای که وجود داره در مورد استندآپ کمدی اینه که راجع به موضوعات کاملا اخیر و ریسنت صحبت میکنه که شما میتونید باهاشون ارتباط بگیرید. به خاطر اینکه یک لرنر چیزی که همیشه با خودش فکر میکنه اینه که من چطوری میتونم راجع به مسائلی که همین الان اتفاق میفته صحبت بکنم، خصوصا وقتی که یک کلاس فری دیسکشن شرکت میکنید، به سر کلاس مکالمه دلتون میخواد راجع به موضوعات مختلف صحبت بکنید اما لنگویج لازم رو ندارید. By language I mean vocabulary items, grammar and pronunciation. Okay, so این یکی از بهترین ویژگی های کمدی های استندآپ و اون عنصر یا المنت فانش هم که همیشه برقراره و شما رو تشویق میکنه، ترغیب میکنه که برید سراغش و بارها اینها رو ببینید، which is pretty awesome. That's actually why everybody watches them. و نکته مهمتر اینه که زبانی که از اینها یاد میگیرید کاملا authentic هستش، یعنی زبانی هست که استفاده میشه توسط native speakers و عبارات و اصطلاحات، لغت ها و خیلی از چیزهای دیگه که یاد میگیرید همین الان داره توسط اسپیکر های اون لنگویج استفاده میشه. عبارات قدیمی نیست، عبارات منسوخ شده نیست، چیزایی نیست که ممکنه شما یاد بگیرید اما اصلا به کارتون نیاد، یا مثل کلماتی که بعضی وقتا یاد میگیرید ولی هیچ وقت به کارتون نمیاد یا حتی سالی یک بار هم از اون استفاده نمی کنید. Okay, so that one's also very very important. So what I want you guys to do is to write down the name of your famous comedians down there in the comment section. And also, don't forget to let your friends know that episode 26 of Cool Talk is out. میتونید این اپیزود رو در پیج اینستاگرام من ببینید، همچنین کانال یوتیوب جفتشون به آدرس علی نیکزار افیشل، و همچنین روی کست باکس مثل همیشه اپیزودها رو به صورت صوتی بارگذاری میکنیم که اگه دلتون خواست این اپیزود رو بعدا به صورت صوتی گوش بدید، یا اگر فقط دوست دارید که صوتی گوش بدید روی کست باکس میتونید این کار رو انجام بدید. خیلی ساده است، اپلیکیشن کست باکس رو از گوگل دانلود بکنید برای اندروید و همچنین از اپ استور برای آی او اس. عبارت cool space talk رو سرچ بکنید and that's it. You just hit the subscribe button and you're all good to go. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode. We're going to be out, the next episode is going to be out soon, and until then, take care. Too much on my mind right now, I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now, bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now, better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now, hope you understand that. Bitch, I'm the man.